rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Monday, everybody. Man, you guys north of I-40, especially up around Leedy and Camargo in that area, you're getting some really good rains. Congratulations on that. We'll get to that here in just a second. Currently, 63 degrees at Beaver, 61 at the May Ranch, 64 at Lahoma, 74 at Hollis, 82 at, I don't even forgot where that was. My brain, Granville, I'm sorry. 82 at Granville is actually the warm spot in all of western Oklahoma. They're in the upper 80s in southeastern Oklahoma. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, 67 at Lipscomb, 67 at Dozer, 81 at Odell, and 80 degrees at Goodlet. Oh. Well, hope you guys had a good weekend. The storms, I got a text message from my cousin a while ago up at Camargo, and I guess you heard, guys heard, they had a 99-mile-an-hour wind on the mezzanine there yesterday when that storm brewed up through there. And, yep, it happened. There was some damage. He showed me some pictures east of Camargo where 14, 15 power poles were down. And they're at the, what ranch is that? Done forgot. Hang on with me a second here. I know what. Riverview. Yeah, the Riverview Ranch east of Camargo there. That's where the power poles are down, and they had a total loss on one of the ranch houses. Looked like it took the roof off of it. So, luckily, nobody was hurt, which is a good thing. Currently, I think in that area between Leedy and Putnam and Camargo in that area, they're over 4 inches of rain so far. And as of 8:30 this morning, I hadn't got a drop in my house, but it's a... I looked outside here a while ago. It's raining pretty good out here in the parking lot. So Elk City's getting some now. Hopefully everybody keep their fingers crossed. This is just the start of it. It's supposed to be a long week of rain. And they did predict quite a bit of rain through a streak up in northwestern Oklahoma, up in north central Oklahoma with all their predictions last week. So far that's true. Let's just hope we can get a couple inches south of I-40. Man, I know they got some good rain south of Canute last night and around Deal City and that area and over there. Just right timing for the cotton. And it's cooling down, though. I don't know how that's going to affect the cotton. I'm not a cotton farmer, so I don't know how that'll work out. Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Hour, so we're going to talk cattle first. I'm sure you guys have already seen it on RFD TV or seen it in your emails and stuff. But there is a screwworm found in the United States. And where's that at? Oh, my gosh. There we go. Well, that's not the one I wanted. I'll go on cover it a little bit later here. Let me find that. Bear with me. There we go. That's the one I wanted to see from Successful Farming. It's a little more detail. So the U.S. confirms nation's first travel-associated human screwworm case connected to the Central America outbreak. Now, the markets the cattle markets did react to it right off the bat this morning. I think it was down the limit, but I think it's recovering. We'll find that out here shortly in the next segment. That, according to this, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on Sunday reported the first case in the United States of a travel-associated New World screwworm, a flesh-eating parasite from an outbreak-affected country. The case, investigated by the Maryland Department of Health and U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, was confirmed by the CDC as a New World screwworm on August the 4th. This is what irks me. We're just now hearing about it. What is this? August 25th. So, and they can figure it out in one easy day whether it was or not. But we're just now hearing about it. So, earlier, Rutgers reported that beef industry sources said last week that the CDC had confirmed a case of New World screwworm in a person in Maryland who had traveled to the United States from Guatemala. Nixon did not discuss any of that, but the risk to public health in the United States from this introduction is very low. The U.S. government has not confirmed any cases in animals this year. The differing accounts from the U.S. government and industrial sources on the human case are likely to further rattle the industry of cattle ranchers, beef producers, and livestock traders already on high alert to potential U.S. infestations of the screwworm has moved northward from Central America and southern Mexico. The government's confirmation of a screwworm case comes just over a week after the U.S. Department of Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins traveled to Texas to announce plans to build a sterile fly facility there as part of efforts to combat the pest. The USDA has estimated a screwworm outbreak could cost the economy in Texas, the biggest U.S. cattle producing state, about $1.8 billion in livestock deaths, labor costs, and medication expenses. Also, I'm going to throw this in there because they're not talking about it. The biggest loss in Texas will be on their wildlife, because Texas is, for the most part, yes, they got a lot of cattle. Most of them are in feedlots, but their biggest deal is deer hunting lodges. They're all over the state. South Texas is nothing but high fences. Even the public hunting down there, where I used to work down there, just right on the border by Laredo, is high fence on public hunting. So it's crazy what goes on down there, but it is a big business, and they could lose a lot of money if the screwworm gets into the wildlife. Also, an executive in the industry group, Beef Alliance, sent emails last week to about 24 people in the livestock and beef sectors, informing them that the CDC has confirmed a human case of screwworm in Maryland in a person who has traveled to the U.S. from Guatemala. Beth Thompson, South Dakota's state veterinarian, told Rutgers on Sunday that she was notified of a human case in Maryland within the last week by a person with direct knowledge of it. CDC deferred questions of Maryland on a call with state health animal health officials. We found out via other routes and then had to go to CDC to tell us what was going on, she said. They weren't forthcoming at all. They turned it back over to the state to confirm anything that had happened or what had been found in this traveler. Another source said that state veterinarians have learned about a human case in Maryland during a call last week from the CDC. A Maryland state government official also confirmed a case. Oh, man. So what's the impacts on beef and cattle futures? What's it going to do? Livestock traders and beef producers have been on edge about the potential in cases in the cattle, as prices have already hit record highs because the U.S. cattle herd is at its smallest size in 70 years. And we've been saying, everybody's been saying, no matter who it is, all the way from 4 or 5 months ago up till now, it's not where, it's just when that screwworm is going to be found. It's coming to the United States. You can bet on it. A human case and a lack of communication around it could present a political challenge for Rollins. The USDA has set traps and sent mounted officers along the border, but it has faced criticism from some cattle producers and the market analysts for not acting faster to pursue increased fly production. I don't know about you guys. I read about this every day. And ever since she was confirmed as Ag Secretary, am I taking up for her? Yes, I'm going to take up for her. I'm on her side here. She has been all over this like flies on cow patties. She's every day that you see something written up about her, some article or interview on any ag network and everything, that's been her main concern, has been the screw worm. So I disagree with whoever these cattle producers are or whoever these market analysts are for not acting faster. I think she's been on it. That's just my personal opinion. If you disagree with me, that's fine. 580-225-9697. Tell me what you're thinking about it. I think it's just they're doing what they can. Rollins first announced plans for a sterile fly facility at Moore Air Force Base in Texas. And so that's going to be good. It's going to take time to build one. They're not just, it's not going to happen overnight. And the Mexican government hasn't been playing ball with the American government either. But they're, I guess now they're going to spend $51 million on a sterile fly production facility in the country's south. So things are working that way. And, you know, with all the, I guess they're going to, ivermectin, is that what I read this story the other day, so my memory's not all that great, but application of ivermectin will prevent it, but for so long, and there's other stuff. I'm going to see if I can get our state veterinarian on the air this week to talk about what all she thinks going on with this deal here. Screw worms have been traveling north through Mexico from Central America since 2023. They are epidemic in Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic, and countries in South America, according to the USDA. Mexico reported a new case about 320 miles south of the U.S. border. In July, the USDA immediately ordered the closure of the livestock trade through southern ports. The U.S. typically imports over 1 million cattle from Mexico a year to fatten in feedlots and process into beef. Screw worms were eradicated from the United States in the 1960s when researchers began releasing massive amounts of sterilized male screw worm flies that mate with wild female screw worms to produce infertile eggs. Sounds like a heck of a movie there. But so, I don't know. It's crazy. Screw worms got everybody's attention here. And last fall, during the election, nobody really gave 2 cents about it. Now it's news. It's making the news because there's nothing better to talk about. All right, let's take a break. When I come back, I will have your Central Crop Care Ag Market Update.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches, all the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. when it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
My papa started Hutton Inc. in 1983.
And now our uncle runs it just like papa did.
We're learning the ropes, too, because this isn't just dirt work, it's family legacy.
From GPS-guided earthwork to excavation, house and building pads, topsoil and aggregate sales, drainage repair, forklift and manlift rentals, Hutton Inc. does it all.
3 generations strong, we move the earth and your future.
Call Hutton Inc. at 580-225-0225.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August 15th. 1,694 head were sold. 11 head of steers at 410 brought 515. 7 at 524 brought 414. 10 at 556 brought 410. 20 at 587 brought 357. 9 at 621 brought 403. 27 at 951 brought 310.50. 6 head of heifers at 398 brought 447.50. 4 at 486 brought 405, 12 at 510 brought 390, 9 at 526 brought 374, 7 at 587 brought 345, 11 at 596 brought 360, 12 at 661 brought 340, butcher cows were 40 to 187, butcher bulls brought 138 to 208, red cows were 1500 to 4000, fifth pairs brought 3200 to 4700, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, welcome back. Canadian, Texas, 66 degrees, relative humidity, 96, dew point 65. Winds are out of the east at a whopping 7 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 26 miles an hour. Month to date, precipitation 1.92 inches of rain, 80 degrees is the 80-inch soil temperature. All right, today is the OCA happy hour, so I have a question for you. And the winner is going to be getting a pair of general admission Elk City Rodeo tickets to the Elk City Rodeo coming up, Rodeo Champions coming up this weekend. And this is, I guess this is for Friday. This is for Friday. This coming Friday. And so here's my question. It's really just I want your thoughts. And I'll take number 11 on the text line, 580-225-9697. If you just want to play, don't put your name on there. But if you want to play to win the tickets, make sure you give me your name. What is your favorite event at a rodeo, and why? I want a good reason. I don't need a long story, just a short statement on why. Breakaway, I guess you know that's my favorite. Bull riding, bareback, saddle bronc, barrel racing, watching the clowns be clowns, just whatever it is. So number 11 on the text line. For a pair of rodeo tickets here at Elk City coming up this Friday, August the 29th. There you have it. Okay, let's check out the Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. And let's make sure she's updated all the way to make sure. Oh, come on. There we go. All right, we're looking better. September corn, 389, up 3/4. December, 412, up 3/4. Soybeans for September, 1025, down 11. November's 1047, down 11. Soybean meal, September, 295.30, down 140. October's 289.20, down or up 90. Soybean oil, September, 54.27, down 57. Wheat, hard red winter type. September, 498, up a half. December's up 1.5 at 522. Live cattle, October, 236.77, down 110. December's $237.95, down $120. Feeder cattle for August, $360. September, $361.60, down $107. October's $360.15, down $235. And November's $358.22, down $262. It was up in the four. The dead's down four, over $4 earlier when I looked this morning, about mid-morning. All right, that is your Central Crop Care Grain Market Update. Okay, let's see here. Let's check out the reports. Last week I did Oklahoma first, so let's do the Texas weekly cattle auction summary. Total receipts was 8,110 compared to 6,300 the week before and 5,600 last year. Feeder cattle made up 81.2% of that. Slaughter cattle, 13.9% of that. Replacement cattle, 4.9%. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold $4 to $10 higher, with some instances up to $15 to $20 higher on lightweight stockers. Demand was very good for all classes. Slaughter cows and bulls were steady to $2 higher. And let's see here. Let's just go over some of the Oklahoma stuff. All right. Last week in Oklahoma, as of Friday, 25,630 head were sold. 25,280 was sold the week before, compared to 19,193 last year. Compared to last week, feeder steers were $5 to $7 higher, steer calves $2 to $7 higher, except for a war, $500 to $600, and they were $17 higher. Feeder heifers $6 to $10 higher, except for $8 to $850 weights, and they were $20 higher. Heifer calves over 500, $4 to $8 higher, under 500 pounds, $15 to $20 higher. Slaughter cows and bulls are steady. Feeder cattle and calf demand remains extremely strong as the market continues to push higher. More calves are being brought to town earlier than normal. As of Friday morning, August feeder cattle futures are currently up $11 for the week. Supply included 93% feeders, 4.8% slaughter, and 2.6% replacement cows. So let's scroll down this report a little bit and bear with me here. And we're going to go with some steers, medium and large, number ones. Let's do a comparison between weaned and unweaned on a few of these weight classes. So we had quite a few 473-pound averages, and they ranged anywhere price-wise from 432 to 512. Average was 475.85. We had some 436s, which is about 50 pounds less, on some unweaned calves that went from 437 to 530. Looked like 491.10 was some unweaned ones. And there was some fancy ones, quite a few fancy ones, but they were averaging well over $5. 517.84 for some 416 weights. Okay, let's ease down to the five weights. And we got some weaned ones. Weighing 573, average 433.74, some fancy ones 460, some unweaned ones 410. So there's quite a bit of difference there when you get to the bigger ones. Let's try a few 700-pounders, and we'll ease our way down to the bred cows and the pairs and the slaughter cows. Some unweaned 740 weights brought 330, some weaned 778-pound was bringing around 361. So according to this report, it looks like there's about 30 to 40 cents per hundredweight difference with the between the unweaned and weaned when you get up into the seven weights. So understandably, hadn't been worked yet, and they're bigger. Okay, heifers, let's do a few of those real here quick. Medium and large number ones. Fancy ones weighing in the four range was bringing up to 560. Unwinged ones was bringing up to 487, but they all averaged out at 447. And then some, the winged ones were averaging around 464.87. A couple that I took in from a landlord Friday to sell barn come straight off the mama. One was a bull calf, weighing 690 and one was a heifer weighing 630 or 640. There wasn't 10 cents a pound difference between those two, except for weight. So that's where it come in out there. All right, let's go on down here to the cows. Slaughter cows, breakers, like quite a few sold in Oklahoma last week. They were ranging anywhere from 162 up to 176. Boner cows were ranging anywhere from 138 all the way up to 175.44. Lean cows were anywhere from 111.88 per hundred weight. 173.20 was the highest. It looks like the average was around 168.20 per hundred weight. Stock cows, bred cows. Here we go. Here's some bred cows. 2 to 4 year olds were bringing up to 4,300. 5 to 8 year olds were bringing up to 3,400. And 8 year old or older was bringing up to 2,800 actually. Bred cows, medium and large number one and twos. 2 to 4 year olds were bringing up to 2,190. 5 to 8 year olds were bringing up to 3,400. And older ones, I didn't have, oh, there we go. Older ones were bringing up to 3,600. Must have been some really good 8-year-olds. Bred cows, medium and large number twos were bringing anywhere from 1,800 to 2,150. Bred heifers, 2,258, somewhere in there. Cow-calf pairs, 2 to 4 year olds, bringing up to 3,900. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones with 150 to 300 pound calves on them. We're bringing anywhere from 3,650 to 4,400 cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones with 300-pound calves or bigger on them. We're bringing over 45, or bringing right at 4,500. And the 150-pound calves or less, they had babies on them, medium and large number one to number twos. We're bringing 2,800 to 3,350. That's about it. All right. Let's take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, farmers. It's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room. We're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner, and they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get in my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's the hottest month of the year, and Cummins Ford Lincoln and Weatherford is turning up the heat with sizzling deals. The entire 2025 Ford lineup is burning up the prices. Everything's on fire with savings. Get rubber on the road in a brand new 2025 F-150. Tough, powerful, and ready for anything Oklahoma throws your way. These red-hot savings won't last long. Race to Cummins Ford Lincoln today. Cummins Ford Lincoln and Weatherford, just off I-40, or online at CumminsFordWeatherford.com. Built Ford tough.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Porta-Cool Apex Cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
Listen up. If your pivot, corner, or linear is 10 years old or pushing 10,000 hours, it's time to update your sprinkler package. New sprinklers will improve your machine's performance, conserve water, and save energy. And replacing old sprinklers may improve yields. Protect your irrigation system investment by updating your sprinkler package. Now's the time to do it. For more information on the latest sprinkler technology, contact Knutson Irrigation today. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army Worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaviaCPL.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, let's do a Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. Let's just go to Camargo since they were all over the news yesterday and Facebook last night. Currently at 63, dew point 62, humidity's 97, the winds are out of the northeast at 10, 4.18 inches of rain in the last 10 days, actually 4.12 of that's come within the last 24 hours, excuse me. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees. Sunset 8:16. Rains is likely today, 71 for a high, 80% chance. 70% chance of rain showers tonight, and 57 for a low. That'll be nice. 71 for a high tomorrow, and 60% chance of rain. All right, let's check out Big Elk TV softball coming up this week. Today, Kingfisher's coming to Elk City. And then the Wednesday, the Elkettes are traveling to Woodward. And then Bishop McGinnis will be here at Elk City on Thursday, the 29th. All these games at 5 o'clock. And you can catch them. If you can't get there, you can catch them on BigElkTV.com. Guess what? Elk City football. Big Elk football kicks off Friday night. Elk City will be taking on Canadian, Texas, August 29th at 7 o'clock. Watch it live on Big Elk TV. Elk City football is brought to you by the Bank of Western Oklahoma. That's coming up this Friday. Man, sports season is here. Can't wait. Just all kinds of stuff. I don't know about the Cowboy fans up there or down there in Dallas. I don't know if you guys are looking forward to it, but we'll see. Sorry, I put that out there. Okay, what do we got? Let's check out the hotline, see what happened in here. Let's read a few of these. Looks like bull riding's the winner. Let's see here. Bull riding for the excitement. The bull riding, the riders. Bull riding, see if they can stay on for 8 seconds. Bull riding seems to have more action. Bull riding's the ultimate courage. And then the clown in the barrel. Yes, there we go. Barrel racing because of the girls. Okay. And then what else we got? Bullfighting. It's entertainment. You got it. The kids chasing after the calves before they hit the age where they start to care about whatever everyone else thinks. Okay. Butler Brothers, Longhorn and the Horse Show. Calf roping because he likes to see the man and the animal working together. Very true. Let's see what else we got here. Nicole says, bull riding. I like to see what each bull will do. Very interesting. All right, I already let the winner know. I don't announce the winner on the show just so I don't get anybody in trouble. So you get it. I'll have these. You can come by anytime after my show and pick them up front. I'll have your name on them. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Corn futures were higher in overnight trading on signs of demand for U.S. supplies and as drought conditions worsen slightly in parts of the Midwest. Exporter reported sales of 2.86 million metric tons. in the 25-26 marketing year that started on September 1st, or starts on September 1st. That's up from 2.05 million tons a week earlier. Shipments through the week of August the 14th total 1.04 million metric tons. That's up 32% week over week and 21% from the prior four-week average. Soybean sales for delivery in the next marketing year was reported at 1.14 million metric tons, up slightly from 1.13 million tons. Exports total 517,900 tons for the week, up 9% from the average, but down 3% on the weekly basis. Also underpinning overnight prices overnight are slightly worsening conditions in the Corn Belt. Not much. I looked at the drought monitor. It ain't much going on. Let's see here. That was about it for that. Egg production. So if I can remember this joke, hang on here. Let me remember this. Oh, I knew that I sent it to this morning. I got a good joke for you guys. I thought it was good. And it's about women, too. So here we go. Let's see here. So when a woman gets to a certain age, has anybody ever noticed they started collecting chickens? You know why that is? This is called henopause. Not menopause, but henopause. I thought it was pretty funny. Egg production in July declined year over year as the number of layers fell, according to data from the USDA. Output totaled 8.79 billion eggs last month, down from 3% from the same month last year, the agency said. That includes 7.48 billion table eggs and 1.31 hatching eggs. That's a lot of eggs. The hatching eggs were composed of 1.19 billion broiler types and 116 million egg types. The average number of egg layers in July fell 3% year over year to 359 million, though production per 100 layers was up slightly to 2,452 eggs. Egg layers in the U.S. on August 1st was reported at 362 million. That's down 2% from the same point last year, which included 297 million producing marketing eggs, 60.2 million producer broiler type hatching eggs, and 4.6 million laying egg type hatching eggs. That's just a lot of chickens. Egg type hatchings in July totaled 58.2 million at 4% increase from the same month in last year, according to the USDA. The number of incubators in incubators on August 1st was 56.2 million, up 9% year over year. About 880 million broiler type chicks hatched last month. That's up 1%, while 751 million eggs were in incubators, and that's up a little bit according to the USDA. Flood watches have been issued for several counties in south central Kansas and northern Oklahoma. The storms rumble through the area, according to the National Weather Service. Heavy rainfall could create flash flood conditions. According to them, widespread flooding will be marginal, but localized heavier rainfall could create intensive fires. Cousin, my old cousin from Camargo, he sent me a picture. I'm sure he right along County Road. It looked like a waterfall coming out of that pasture, wherever he took that pasture. So, But it was pretty crazy how much water was coming down there. Me, the dust still flying around my house. It's all right. We'll get it. We will be just fine. All right, let's go ahead and take our last OCA break. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Introducing the new Dell AI PC, powered by the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps do your busy work for you, so you can fast forward through editing images, designing presentations, generating code, debugging code, summarizing meeting notes, finding files, managing your schedule, and responding to Jim's long emails. Leaving all the time in the world for the things you actually want to do. No offense, Jim. Get a new Dell AI PC at dell.com/AI-PC. How those ahead stay ahead.
The kids were playing catch in the living room and broke a window. When I called the window fixers, I mentioned that all my windows are 50 years old and really need to be replaced. That's when I found out they do that too. I didn't know that. They install Don Young windows. To give you an idea of how good these are, on a scale of 78 Pinto to brand new Lexus, they're closer to the Lexus. Really good quality, but half the price of the brands you can't afford. They keep the heat out in the summer, and they keep the heat in during the winter. They also keep more outside noise outside your home. And they look great, which helps raise your property value. You already knew that Jerry's Glass could fix your broken window. Bet you didn't know they do replacement windows. One room or the whole house. Jerry's Glass is on South Main in Elk City, next to Prairie Fire. They do just about anything with flat glass, including replacement windows. Yep. They do that too, and they look terrific.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap, and well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper, but if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for, and if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that, but a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think, and the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in five states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Excuse me. Welcome back. 66 degrees at Bessie. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Dew point 66, humidity's 98. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 10 miles an hour. 1.29 inches of rain in the last 24 hours, 2.08 inches of rain in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 87 degrees, sunset at 8:14, 60% chance of rain today, tonight, and tomorrow, high of 78 today, 60 tonight, and 75 tomorrow. There's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. All right, what else we got going on here today? Tips for... Oh, I was... So in the Beef Daily email that I got, they... I'm getting it every day. Tips for selecting a hay core sampler. So great samples only represent the quality of about a hay of 1 square foot in the field, which does not capture the natural variability of across the hay lot. Quality can vary not only from bale to bale, but also within a single bale, with the outer layers sometimes different from the interior. Using a hay probe was the only way to obtain a really good sample that represents the whole lot. By coring into the bale and sampling at least 20 different bales in your haystack, you collect material that best represents variation across the field. Combined, these cores should be about a half pound of forage, providing a reliable sample for testing. Number one. Well, first, while many acceptable probes are available, they differ in design, ease of use, and durability. Below are some key features to consider when getting your own probe. Length of the probe: select a probe 14 to 24 inches long so you can reach well into the bale past the outer layers. Diameter needs to be from 3/8 to 5/8. Works very well. Smaller tubes don't collect enough material. And as you guys know, using some of those probes without a cordless drill or something, you get tired of pushing it in there. So might as well get one from 3/8 to 5/8 inch to go through there. But if you get bigger than 5/8 inch, unless you got some kind of like some cut right or something on the end of it and you're using the cordless drill, it's hard to get them big ones in there. Look for a sharp, hardened or look for a sharp or hardened tip, blunt or dull edges, compress or shred hay. Sample collection system, a collection canister or side window makes it easier. Power source for sampling one knot, hand-driven probes are adequate. Hand-driven probes are simple, reliable, and always ready for multiple hay lots. Put those probes on there to a drill that can save time and energy, and reducing the risk of undersampling. So I went and Googled it, and where's it at? So I went and Googled hay probes. There's one on there that's called Best Harvest Hay Probe Sampler with Bagger. This thing looks cool as heck. So you got, looks like about a 20, 24 inch probe on a cordless drill, and it's got a black cover. And as you're sampling, it brings it into you put a Ziploc bag on the bottom of it and it catches it for you. And when you're done sampling that certain lot of hay, Ziploc the bag and you're ready to go. But I always understood that you don't want to put it could catch the hay and then you put it in there. I heard you don't want to do any forage samples or hay samples in a plastic bag, because it can build up heat and, mildew or whatever by the time it gets there, put some mold on it or something. But maybe this works pretty good for just catching it, and then you can put it over into a different container to ship it off to get it hay sampling. I've always heard that. I don't know if it's true. Now, when I send my forage samples off from my crops, not from hay, my crops, I put them in the bags that they issue that you can get from your sampler, wherever you're sending them to, or I put them in a paper sack. I never put them in a plastic sack. But forage samples are green when you pick them, so they're going to heat up pretty quick in a bag. So we'll see how that goes. I just thought I'd share that with you. All right, let's see here. Let me delete that. And... okay, so the last Friday, I was talking about trimmings coming from Brazil or other countries and stuff. So one of my listeners sent me a good message that I want to share with you guys. As to your question about trimmings yesterday, they bring in more than trimmings, and I'm talking about, we were talking about the big four, JBS and those guys like that. Just a few years ago, one converted a third of its plant to processing imported lean beef, which was then mixed with U.S. beef to make hamburger. That is one reason that the big four doesn't want cool. And that's, they can be deceitful and labeled it as U.S. original. I could tell you a lot more. I asked for honestly and transparency when we currently don't have, which we don't have. That's all he's asking for. He wants all these meat packers to be honest. And I do too. And transparency, which we currently don't have without Cool. And that's countries of original origin label. That's what they want on there. And yes, sir. That's the reason why I'm asking those questions. And I appreciate all the responses I get from everybody on that. Okay. Where do we want to go from here? Go here. Oh, I know where I want to go. Hang on here. Got my letter from the USDA in Greer County. Want to share this is from you. Some important deadlines coming up. And I'm sure, I know this is from Greer County, but I'm sure this is probably pertains to most counties in Oklahoma. August 8th is the deadline to submit an offer for grassland CRP. Sign up 207. August 31st, deadline to purchase 2026 NAP coverage for small grains. And September 1st, they'll be closed for coming up this coming Monday. And they again remind you things to remember. Keep your livestock records up to date. A good way to do this is to record your inventory by pastures on your calendar or in a notebook. Contact them regarding any record changes, changes to bank accounts, transfer of land to trust, land ownership changes, new land acquired through lease or purchase. If you plant something, report it. So there you have it. I just wanted to pass that along from all the FSA offices here around here. Yes. Bear with me. I'm trying to see what I want to do here. Yeah, here we go. This comes from Drovers. How much meat will the U.S. eat in 2025 and 2026? According to this, consumption per person is, in the United States, it's projected, it looks like to me, looking at this chart, that the 26th projection is going to be up, except for beef. It's going to be slightly down, but not too major. So this is per person consume yearly. 13.6 pounds of turkey, 22.9 dozen eggs, 50.9 pounds of pork, 56.9 pounds of beef, and 102.8 pounds of chicken. This is what one person consumes on average in the United States every year. And you're like me, my beef's way higher than the pork. My pork's way lower than this. But it all averages out. It's just an average. Chicken projected to be the most consumed animal product for chicken per capita. Availability of broiler meat has been growing for many years and is projected to be 102.7 pounds this year, 102.8 next year. This will make it the most consumed animal product in the United States. However, availability of turkey has been falling in recent years and is projected to reach a low of 13 pounds per person in 2025, but increase to 13.6 pounds in 2026. Per capita table egg availability for 2025 is projected at 21.5 dozen eggs per person, and it's projected each person is going to eat an extra dozen and a half, so 18 pack next year. So I don't know. It's interesting. I wonder why turkey consumption's going down. If I can get my hands on turkey sometimes, really good turkey, it's good. So I'm not sure. Interesting deal from the Drovers there. U.S. sales of combines dropped 43.7%, while overall agriculture tractor sales fell by 4.9% in July compared to July last year. Canadian sales, on the other hand, increased in July of 2025 compared with last year. Combine sales grew 11.4%, and sales of two-wheel drive tractors grew 3%. While we're encouraged by the modest growth in Canadian combine and tractor sales, the significant declines in the U.S. reflects on ongoing caution going on in the marketing place. Total farm tractor sales for July of 2025 were at 17,614, down 4.9% compared to 18,519 last year. Year to date, AEM reports 120,354 total farm tractors have been sold so far this year, and that's down almost 10% from last year. Total farm tractor inventory began at 101,552 tractors in inventory from last year. Sales for combines was down 43.7%. 359 sales in July, combine sold in July compared to 638 last year. Interest rates, or no, I don't know. Maybe they had a deal on them last year. Who knows? Hope you guys enjoyed it today. We'll see you tomorrow. It's The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.